From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes and armor launched an offensive Saturday in northern Syria to wrestle control of a key border town from Islamic State extremists. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the force seized several strategic areas near Dabiq on Saturday. In other developments, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held another round of talks aimed at easing the crisis in the war-shattered northern Syrian city of Aleppo, but it's unclear if any progress was made. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in northern Syria, the target of the government and Russian-backed airstrikes, to allow the sick and wounded to be evacuated, and for food and medical aid to enter the besieged area. Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources is declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today at a climate meeting in Rwanda. This is the United States Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy.
And if you look at it, we are going to achieve somewhere in the order of 80% to 90% of the emission reductions from these chemicals. It is staggering what this will achieve. We're talking about an amount that's comparable to thousands of coal-fired power plant emissions.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of the gases incrementally, starting with a 10% cut by 2019 and reducing 85% by 2036. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Saturday that a failed missile launch was detected